Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you for listening to this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. On Thursday, Tennessee Titans head coach Jeff Fisher, as well as running back Chris Johnson, answered questions from the Houston media on a conference call. Things started off with the head coach.
You've had a very interesting season. Can you reflect? Have you ever been through a roller coaster ride like this?
Well, no. I mean, you know, the expectations certainly were high the off season, and you know, the training camp and preseason was, you know, had prepared us to play well. And then, of course, you know, the first three games, you know, we could have, as I think in close games you look at it and you say, gosh, these could have gone either way, and they right. could have, and then. You know, we had the three after that were, you know, the two after that, rather, three after that, Jacksonville, Indy, and then New England. It just didn't go well for us for a number of reasons, but we were able to regroup during the bye week and get some key players back. And now we're, you know, when you're a minus 10 in takeaway giveaways yeah. after 6 weeks or 5 weeks, there's, you know, you're going to struggle. And we were now since the bye week, plus seven, and we're protecting it. You know, that's the difference.
To recover from the what happened to you at New England, did you almost need that bye week to kind of completely recalibrate?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was important for a number of reasons to work on some things that needed to improve to get away to get as far away as we could for a few days, and then came back kind of recharged and refreshed. And, you know, we got the run game going, and it worked.
Is it still, you know, I guess we ask you this every year, but it all started for you here. Does that always elevate coming back to Houston?
Yeah, it's always a fun trip. It's one that we, you know, we all look forward to. And, you know, as I said, year after year after year, you know, personally and professionally, Houston was a great experience for me. But it does no longer seem like yesterday. We've been gone for quite some time.
It's pretty. I guess if somebody had told you in '94 when you were at your first press conference as head coach that you were going to ultimately be the longest tenured head coach in the National Football League, you probably would have said, "Well, that sounds okay to me." I guess, right?
Well, yeah, I would have taken that then, and you know, to have three kids attend the same elementary, middle, and graduate from the same high school in this business is rare. So I'm very, very fortunate.
Is this, you know, we talk a lot about rivalries. I think the Texans had to get to a point where they could, you know, at least compete with you. Does it now feel like a real rivalry?
Yes, it does. I mean, in light of what's happened, especially in the first matchup and then, you know, last year. Yeah, it is. I mean, I think, you know, the matchups in our division, the three different, are all unique, but they're all becoming, rivalry-like. I believe that you know, Texans have done a great job in all areas, and you know, their improvement speaks for themselves. It was a matter of time, and you know, now, you know, obviously we're at the bottom, looking up, just trying to win the next game.
Can you speak a little bit on obviously? Well, let's just talk about Chris Johnson first. I mean, you've kind of decided this is the way to go. Keep, you know, let's, you know, power game, protect the football, and he's obviously making it work.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's what CJ is able to do is you know, I think everyone knows that, you know, he's a step away from going the distance, and he's not going to be caught. So as a result, you have to be very, very careful and aware of where he is. And you know, he's not just a one-dimensional outside runner. He's got terrific inside run skills and quickness through the hole. And you know, he can take a hit, and you know, he can bounce off, and you know, he's also proved that, you know, he's very, very effective out of the backfield in the passing game.
Do you feel like Vince has cleared his head from his issues at the start of last season?
He's done a nice job. I mean, he's his completion percentage, you know, everything that you know, statistically on the field, but more importantly than that, you know, just the way he's been preparing. He's having fun. You know, it's just the experience for him, I think, was, even though it was difficult, was positive. It was a tremendous learning experience, and you know, he's paying dividends now.
Coach, Chris Johnson obviously had a huge game against the Texans in the first meeting this year, but since week four, the Texans defense has really been on a roll. What do you see that they're doing better on defense?
Well, they've settled down. I mean, they've healed up. They've settled down. They're playing, they're going to football very, very hard. Their front is creating problems. They've not given up necessarily the big play. They're making people drive it and, getting people into third down. And, I think, the last six weeks, their defense against the run would be first in the National Football League.
I guess when you saw them in the second game, you probably were looking at a defense that you must have thought was just flat out confused in some situations.
Well, there's going to be, unfortunately for every defense, they're going to have their moments. We've had our moments, the first 4 or 5 weeks, and we also didn't play as well as we thought we were capable of playing in that ball game. And as far as confused, no, it was just simply one play.
A startling one play, I must say. Well, I guess actually Chris Johnson's second touchdown, where he burst up the middle on that 3rd and 10, went 91 yards. I mean, they just, guys just seem to be out of position. Apparently, they fixed that, though.
Coach, what do you think about the way that Matt Schaub has played this year? He's had troubles, obviously, staying on the field in the past, but he's up there right with the league leaders now.
Well, I mean, I think the numbers speak for himself. I mean, he's 3rd in the AFC, and 17-9, so those are good numbers. They're doing a much better job protecting him, they've surrounded him. I mean, I'm very impressed with the skill level, at all positions.
Chris Johnson leads the NFL in rushing yards. He's already eclipsed the 1,000-yard mark. He, too, took some questions from the Houston media.
Do you have any personal relationship with Steve Slayton? Do you know him at all? And as a running back, do you kind of feel bad for what he's going through?
When I met him at the Rookie of the Year ceremony, and when I see him, we speak or whatever like that, but like not as far as really talking on the phone or anything like that, but I think he's a great back. He did what he's been doing with us in the league.
He's been struggling with fumbles as a running back. Do you kind of go, well, thank ever for the grace of God goes me too? Is it a different teams try to strip the ball in the NFL?
Yeah, they're trying, defenses are so good these days, they have certain techniques on how they strip the ball from you and make you fumble or whatever like that, but you just gotta be cautious of it. It's a bad thing, he's a good running back, but he's been having some fumble problems, so right now, I don't know if he's playing as much now. But he's a good running back.
Are you still amazed at how open you were on a couple plays in the first game, the second week of the season against Houston?
Oh, yeah, I would never think that would ever happen. Line up out there wide and nobody stick you. They giving you a touchdown, so I would never think that would happen.
What went through your mind right then? Because you had to see what was about to happen.
I was just like, I got to catch this ball.
That was not one to drop.
That's the hardest ball to catch when you're wide open.
And you probably were somewhat amazed on the 90-91-yard run in the third quarter because nobody ever got a hand on you then either.
I had to make a couple cuts in my lineman. I had to throw him to the dude that I had to make miss. So I guess they were in a good defense, but I guess we just had a better play call.
Are you expecting to see a much different Texans defense Monday night?
Of course. We know they're going to give us their all. They out on Monday night. They're going to have their all red on or whatever like that. We know they're going to give us their best effort.
Last year, you and Steve were two of the top rookie running backs in the league, and now he's going through a sophomore slump, and you took your game to another level.
Can you repeat yourself? Your phone is breaking up.
Okay, I'm sorry. Last year, you and Steve were two of the best rookie running backs, and then this year, he's kind of been in a sophomore slump, and you've taken your game to another level. What do you attribute your success to?
Just on how I worked in the offseason. That was my biggest thing. That was my biggest fear after my rookie year was a sophomore slump. I didn't want to have no sophomore slump, but I didn't want nobody to say my rookie year was a fluke. So that was my number one fear. So that's why I worked so hard in the offseason.
How has the attitude on the team changed with Vince back at quarterback for y'all?
We just out there having fun, basically. We just having fun out there on offense. We getting the huddle. Then fellas, don't worry about anything. Let's just have fun. If we have fun, we're going to win. We're going to get victories. And basically, at all positions out there, we're having fun on the field.
Do you feel like him being out there has changed the way people deal with you?
You say that again now?
Do you think that him being a quarterback changes the way defenses deal with you because they have to worry about him running as well?
I don't think it's changed. I think they still don't game plan to stop me or whatever. Only thing it's changed is they got a game plan to stop him too because he's a great athlete. He can make plays through there and he can make plays through his feet. So anytime you have a quarterback like that, they just can't key in on one person. And, the first time we played them, we had Terry Collins was starting, so they're going to have to prepare for Vince this time. So it's a little advantage because I don't think they're sure what they're facing because they haven't played with me and Vince in the game at the same time. And a lot of teams around the NFL, they haven't played with me and Vince in the backfield at the same time because my whole rookie year, basically, I played with Terry Collins.
So you think, is it just a completely different feeling with you two back there? Do you feel different being in the game with him?
You say, do I think it's a different feeling?
Yeah, do you feel different being in the game with Vince?
No, I feel the same, basically. Like, I got to do my job. I got to do my part. Like, when I go out there and play, like, I just worry about doing my part, and I got great confidence that everybody out there on the field gonna do their part, and if everybody do their own part, then that's when you have success instead of worrying about everybody doing everything else.
Do you remember much about the game here last year? They held you to 65 yards, but you had a pretty good per carry average. Do you think that's more indicative of the Texans defense you'll see Monday than what you saw on this season?
No, sure. I know they're gonna try and play hard or whatever like that. I know they're gonna try and play hard. And basically, I'm just going in there. I'm competing against every other back in the league. That's how I look at every game. I'm competing against every other back in the league to be the best back in the league. And I feel like that's how you got to, if you want to be the best, like you got to compete against all the best. So you got to look at who's everybody claiming to be the best. And if they say Adrian Peterson, Cedric Benson, or whoever is the best, then that's who I'm competing against.
I'm sorry, have you noticed a difference in Vince this week with him playing in Houston for the first time in a few years? And has there been a different excitement around, or can you tell the difference in him?
Well, I don't know. I only played with him like for a half in my rookie year. So I really don't know. I never really played with him like that before this year.
Does he seem excited, though, to be coming back to Houston, do you think?
Yeah, he's really excited. That's his hometown or whatever. So that's like, if I'm going back to Florida, I'm very excited. So basically, I know he's really excited, and I hope we can get this victory for him.
Are you still standing by your 10-6 prediction for the Titans?
Yeah, I'm still standing by that prediction. 10-6, that's going to be our record.